This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 150. So, today, on this auspicious 150th episode, we talk to Tiffany Botel of Property Management Virtual Assistant. We had Tiffany previously in episode 147. So if you want to listen to her backstory, go and listen there. So in this episode, we talk more broadly with Tiffany about the future of the industry, about the future of property management services, about the effects of automation and software and AI, but also the future of the Philippines and outsourcing. So really interesting conversation. And I'm sure you will enjoy. If you want any of the show notes or want to get in touch with Tiffany or Property Management Virtual Assistant, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/150. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today we have Tiffany Botel with us again of Property Management Virtual Assistant. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. And we've had the pleasure of having you on before, so I really appreciate you coming back. And today I really want to just get your perspective on the development of outsourcing, where it's going, and also in respect to specialized verticals that you yourself specialize in. So I suppose just as a bit of background, can you quickly introduce yourself and how you came to be running an outsourcing operation in Clark?
Yeah, sure. Having a background in property management now over 20 years and having some global experience as well, working in London as well as Australia and New Zealand in property management sector. Originally, my first business was a training and consulting company specialised in property management best practice and legislation, software training. And through the journey of owning that small to medium business, we could see the benefit myself in using outsourcing to do some of the lower income generating activities. And so when clients got wind that we were doing that as an organisation, they were also quite excited about us taking that over, and hence Property Management Virtual Assistant was born. And our clients have been growing their rent rolls with the support of our back of house administration tasks ever since.
Wow, fantastic. And so this has been quite a journey for you, and you've worked in property management services and really the whole spectrum of that and across, you know, two countries at least. Where do you see this whole thing going? And, you know, more and more now, talking from the outsourcing perspective, we're getting very specialized verticals, we're getting very dedicated services, and more we're seeing very, you know, highly skilled operatives such as your team take over roles from, you know, Western companies. Do you see, for example, would you be expanding services? Do you see that this will be a kind of snowball effect for jobs generally?
I think, you know, one of the challenges we always come across is, you know, why are taking jobs out of the local country to offshore those to creating specialists within, you know, the BPO sector, particularly in the Philippines. And ultimately, you know, our business model is looking at just one aspect of the overall real estate business. We only work in the admin sector of that part of the business. And as you know, in any business, there's multiple departments. So there's, you know, your leasing department, which goes through, you know, showing prospective tenants properties and renting them out, right through to your maintenance division. So there's lots of different areas of focus within property management. And ultimately, we just focus on the admin or back of house stuff. So we don't take any telephone calls. We're not a call center. Because ultimately we're not interested in taking over property management from a global perspective. What we're doing is coming in underneath the agency and supporting those day-to-day activities that a lot of agencies, when they get busy, are inconsistent with the paperwork. And we just want to support that aspect of the business and make the property manager, our ultimate goal is to make the property manager and the agency look amazing, that they can handle anything, that they can get stuff done. And we're just the people behind or under the water. If you look at the swan on top, he looks lovely. And then underneath, the legs are paddling. We're the ones underneath with the legs paddling. And that's our model. So we have no ambitions in world domination or takeover. We're just quite happy to do our part within that role. So I see property management, you know, I started my property management career in the mid-90s, and I've seen, you know, a lot of changes in our industry, not just in Australia, but globally around property management. Technology changes have really kicked in. But I still think that this is a service-based industry, and it still requires human-to-human contact, and it still requires empathy and care, particularly from a tenant's perspective, and empathy and care to landlords and investors who want to get a return out of their investment property. And so that still requires human-to-human contact, and that's one of the reasons we don't do phone calls for our clients, because we want our clients to actually get on the phone and deal with the human-to-human contact that's required. So no matter how much tech is involved, I still think people want to feel cared for, and this is a service-based industry, so it's all about the people. Yeah.
It's interesting that you take that perspective, because you've come at this from a property management perspective, and I come at things from an outsourcing perspective, and I completely agree with you in that, you know, really everyone wants to give away that boring paperwork and the company admin, but it is the most critical thing, because you've really got to make sure these things are done properly, they're up to date, and everything's, you know, followed up. But, you know, very commonly I see in the outsourcing sector, and certainly historically in outsourcing, the first thing to be outsourced was the call center jobs, whether it's sales or whether it's customer service. And I kind of think that was a bit upside down or backward, because customer service, it can be underplayed, but actually, you know, they are the forefront. They are the people that talk to your customers. And so then they become the face of the community. And it really should be the last thing that is outsourced or mass produced, or, you know, because it's the kind of nuances and it's the relationships, as you say, isn't it? So I completely agree that, you know, you're right in suggesting that keep that at home, you know, keep that in the community, and so that that's where you connect with people. And I think that there's a bit of a hangover in outsourcing, because people remember talking to maybe Filipinos or Indians on the phone when they call their bank, and there's frustration there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think that there's a bit of a hangover as a result of that. But really, back office stuff and even highly technical stuff. But a lot of the things that are done in front of computers are really like the best opportunity for outsourcing.
Well, I completely agree. And there's really differences between, you know, Western culture and the Eastern culture, and they are different and they have different values. And ultimately for me, you know, I've been a consultant and coach for a really long time. And so I understand human behavior and I understand those, you know, differences. And so for me, it was about getting the best out of both sides. You know, if I'm going to be the person that sits in the middle of the local and the global, how can I get the best performance out of both sides to make them work together? And that was what I found with the Filipino culture, was that they're, you know, they're diehard, I'll do anything for you attitude is wonderful. And over the phone, I actually think they're very good. But there's all those small nuances that, you know, if you're not living and breathing within the local community, it's just stuff that you're just not going to be privy to. And you're not able to pull out of the nuance of a one-to-one human phone call, you know, what those things are, unless you're there locally to be able to know the key identifiers in that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And are you seeing more of a need for your services as the industry progresses? I mean, this isn't a sort of property podcast, but what I know about property is always regulations increase, legislation increases, paperwork increases. Without outsourcing, is it sometimes impractical for people even to keep up with all of this stuff?
Well, it's getting, it definitely is heading in that direction. I don't think that that's going to ease up any more. I think if anything, it'll just get more over time. Technology will definitely play its role in this as well. And, you know, we have some clients that are very, very tech heavy, and we can already see the difference between a virtual assistant that's working in a more manual old school office versus one that's really embraced the technology, and the layer of tasks are different between the two virtual assistants working for both agencies. But I still don't think it's ever going to really replace the person who still has to make the decision on whether that button should be pushed or whether or not that form should be sent, if that makes sense. So I think technology will definitely play a part in the future of property management. But outsourcing will have its own place in alongside technology. I think I definitely see in the future that, you know, we may have what we call a super VA, where that virtual assistant will be, you know, the technology person and will drive the tech as well as the back of house admin as well. Yeah.
Absolutely. So property management virtual assistant, you have been based in Clark now, which is a secondary city of the Philippines, just outside of Manila. It has incredible infrastructure. So we're seeing a lot of BPOs pop up there, as is the intention of Clark. You have been going about 2 years now, and you've already grown to over 60 VAs. Where do you see yourself going from here? And I suppose, in, you know, hand in hand with the development of the industry, can you see that eventually every property manager will outsource just as a normal means of operations?
I'd like to think so.
That'd be good for you, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there won't be so many that we'll ever work with. You know, we're not for everybody, but, you know, I do see it as a crucial role. I'd love to see property management here in Australia become more client focused and for the client's experience to be a lot better than it currently is. You know, some agencies are great at it and others not so much, but overall, generally, I think, you know, majority of agencies will deliver an average service, and so I think outsourcing is going to elevate the agencies to delivering a lot better service, and yeah, ultimately we want to see it grow. Clark, I call it Clark City. That's not quite a city yet. You know, I don't live there. I certainly would love to spend as much time here as over there, and would love to have that opportunity personally, because, you know, the staff are like family to a degree, and they're great to hang out with, and I love spending time with the team. But what I really love is the Filipino government's embracing of outsourcing, and seeing those numbers. I just watched your video this morning where you're saying now the GDP for the Philippines for BPO is 10%. And I remember only a couple of years ago reading it was only about 4%, and a couple of years before that was only 2%. So it's definitely a growing industry in the Philippines, and it's an exciting time. I can only imagine with my, you know, using my imagination, what Clark, I don't know, BPO headquarters, yeah, Central Luzon is going to look like by 2025. And I'm hoping it turns into a city, and I'm really hoping that it can become, particularly with real estate and other industries as well, but I'm really hoping that it will become, you know, bread and butter part of running a small business. And I think there's a lot of advantage. I think there's a lot more advantages for anybody who wants to outsource versus the disadvantages of, you know, a bit of a mindset around, I may or may not be able to trust somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just for a bit of background, Clark is a special economic zone, and it used to be an Air Force base. And when that was shut down in the 80s, the then president was very progressive and made it a special economic zone and tried to encourage foreign businesses there, which was really also coordinated with the beginning of outsourcing. And now certainly there's a pretty good industry growing there, but there's incredible plans for business parks, more business parks to be built there, and really it is becoming a bit of a outsourcing mecca, other than obviously the center of Manila. So yeah, it's incredible facilities, and I think people think of the Philippines like it's a lot of people and grass huts, but you come to these centers, these zones, and they really are, incredibly modern, and have all the facilities that you would anywhere else in the modern world. And not only that, as you say, yeah, there's phenomenal government support and awareness of outsourcing. So there's the entire backing of the whole country, which is super, super exciting for the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we originally began our business in very humble beginnings with zero cash up front and fully self-funded without any debt against our business. But we started actually in San Fernando, which is, not that many kilometres away from Clark City, but it was outside of that zone and it was outside of that area. But, you have to start where you can afford. Mm. And so that's where we began, in San Fernando. And, we built our original team from what I call the village, and San Fernando is just a beautiful city full of history, Filipino history from, its golden days, and it's got that beautiful architecture, and it is a great city in its own right. But moving the team 12 months in over to Clark was probably the best move that we could have made, and I still to this day pay for the staff carpool every week. Bringing my original, we've never had a team member to date resign from our business. We've got our original team members all the way through. I've never had a resignation letter on my desk. I think that's a testament to the way we integrate the staff and the knowledge, and they can see, with the growth of our business, the growth within themselves. Still, making sure that they're getting to work from that original San Fernando location. Moving to Clark was really, truly the best thing that we could have done from a scalability and talent pool as well, even though we still love San Fernando. For us, moving our business to a heavily government-focused outsourcing arena was really next level.
Absolutely. And you have mentioned, the aspect of technology and how that might affect things. Do you see that there is a march of technology? People are talking about artificial intelligence, and a lot of the kind of BPO sector here in the big end of town are really worried about these technological advancements. How do you see that play out in your industry and in your roles over the next 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, well, part and parcel for me being an ex-software trainer as well. So I am a partner with one of Australia's fastest growing and largest property management software company. So I have been working with the guy since its inception over the last sort of 5 years, and was actually an employee of the same company a decade ago. So for me, it's really important to have that relationship with the property management, the core, one of the biggest property management software companies called Property Me. And being a partner with that company, I'm able to sit in on, where the development of the software is going, listening in on forums. I run, the Property Me, well, with a few other people, but administrator on the Property Me forum. So we're listening to people on the ground using the technology and their suggestions. And then I get to sit in on, development meetings of how the software will be developed over time. That allows me to sit right in the cold face of what's going on in the industry, and allows me to, I guess, it gives me that connection and obviously being in the industry for nearly 30 years, it gives me the insider's view of where the tech's going to go. Mm. And then that gives me pre-warning, really, essentially, on how I can develop and adapt our outsourcing model, because we will have to adapt. There's no two ways about it. What we're doing now today in 5 years' time will be different. And we have to stay ahead of where those changes are going to be. And so being part of the connection with the software companies, even though we still have clients that use, we we come across 7 platforms for us. So we use 7 different property management software programs. But PropertyMe is the one that I'm connected to on a partnership, not from a financial partnership, but just from a mutual industry partnership. It allows me to stay ahead of where the changes in the industry are going. Yeah.
Wow, fantastic. It is, and this is business really, isn't it? In that nothing ever stays stable, and there's, you know, you need to stay on top of the evolution, and you need to kind of play your A game the whole time, otherwise you will get left behind. I agree. Like, I think there's a huge opportunity in the SME market. I think that there's still a huge opportunity, but people are just concerned for the status quo, which no doubt will evolve, yeah? Not least because of the technological developments.
So. Absolutely. I mean, if you just look at it from the property manager's perspective, you know, 20 years ago, we used to have a clipboard and a piece of paper and a pen and an old film camera. And we used to walk around the property and do the entry condition report by hand. And then we'd take the photos down to the chemist and have the photos developed 2 days later. And, you know, now I'm looking at, you know, reading articles about Google Glass and where you can put a pair of glasses on and do a video recording and video walkthrough on a property. And, you know, I guess eventually we'll have drones or robots doing those kinds of things. So, you know, it's ever evolving and it's always changing. And in terms of running an outsourcing business, you just got to keep adapting and always staying ahead of where the changes are going to be. And I guess be a little bit of a fortune teller and where you think it's going to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, people always worry about the future and loss of jobs and things like that, but no one is calling for the return of the Kodak camera and the clipboard. Like, no one ever really wants to take the path backwards, do they? You know, because that would no doubt employ more people, but it's, you know, it's actually less efficient and less sensible to do that.
I agree. I still haven't met anyone who's got 2 computer screens that wants to go back to one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Fantastic. So thank you so much, Tiffany. And if anybody wants to get in touch with you or learn more about your specialized vertical, how can they do that?
They can just reach us on our website. So that's www.pmva, which is short for Property Management Virtual Assistant, .com.au.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, that was Tiffany Botel of Property Management Virtual Assistant. If you want to get in touch with Tiffany or her agency, which is Property Management Virtual Assistant, then go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/150. And as always, if you want to get in touch with us, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.